producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, this is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Your health and your life. If the body can get sick, it can also get well. It's about lifestyle, so the choices we make today can and will determine the kind of health we'll have tomorrow. It is. Our lifestyle choices mean everything. So the reality is that the body changes, and it changes so often that every single day, each day, old cells are dying off, new cells are forming, and every so often we get a brand new body. Pretty amazing. Get a brand new body all the time. Well, about every 2 years, roughly. Science is a little conflicted on that. One thing we know is that everything's regenerating. So some organ systems regenerate a little bit faster, some a little bit slower, but that's about average. And that's amazing. So the good news is that we can make great choices each and every day and create positive impact for our overall health. And that's great. So whether you food you eat, the exercise you get or don't get, the air we breathe, the water we drink, the stress we manage, all of that makes an impact in our health. And so, again, a lot of that lies in our hands. We have tremendous power in our hands that can make a big difference in our overall health. Let's go to the phones and talk to Monty. Hi, Monty.
I was calling in regards to get the recommendation on nutrients to take, supplements possibly to take for sleep. Having trouble sleeping at night, even with some melatonin, valerian root supplements. It's kind of get steadily worse over the last 6 months. And wanted to hear what the recommendations are for this.
Okay. Well, a couple things you want to think about, and this is really important. With sleep, you always have to think about brain chemistry. So the supplements you're taking are fine. There's nothing wrong with those. But at the end of the day, you also want to say, well, is that really the most effective? Because sometimes even most pharmacists now are agreeing that valerian root has some side effects that are really not, they're not too excited about. And so I would steer clear of that a little bit. And then also one area you want to look at with sleep is, you know, you're dealing with mostly when you can't wind it down and get good sleep, you're dealing with GABA. And GABA is basically GABA aminobutyric acid. And when you don't have enough GABA in the system, that's where the challenge really begins to happen. So you want to do everything you can to support the body and get those levels up. There's certain foods you can avoid to really help support GABA levels. And I've got a whole list of those on the website. If you go to InShapeNetwork.com, that's InShapeNetwork.com. You can find that there. But InShape, that's where, of course, we've got all the original health programming and everything about our clinics and our lifestyle providers. It's all there. But I want you to, when you go there, just look. We've got some different lists that can help you nutritionally that can kind of lay out the guidelines and lay out the game plan for you through that process, and that'll help. But things like almonds, walnuts, cashews, things that you would normally think, oh, those are healthy, actually can drive down GABA levels. And the other thing, like wheat, a lot of the grains, bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, a lot of the different flour-based foods, they can jump in and really do that as well. So it's important to get an idea of which food you can have and which ones to avoid, because that really can set the stage for your different levels of brain chemistry and what it can do. I can tell you that one vitamin that's very, very beneficial is vitamin B6 in the version of pyridoxal 5-phosphate. One of the best ways to get that out of your foods are the red bell peppers. They are a high source of getting those out of and can make a real difference in your overall health. So I would check into that as well. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. And give us a call or go to the website. You go to InShapeNetwork.com. We're here for you each and every day. And, of course, our lifestyle providers, healthcare providers in your area that can help you as well. Well, going vegan is a hot topic. We're seeing it more now than ever. And they're saying, can going vegan actually help arthritis? So a lot of different thoughts on that. And managing rheumatoid arthritis is different than osteoarthritis. But the challenge is there's 80 years of research in about the diet and the diet's role in rheumatoid arthritis, but it's still, they're saying, a controversial topic. In recent years, there's been a lot of buzz over whether a vegan diet for RA symptoms can really help. There's no scientific evidence that it works, but anecdotally, patients report they feel better after they go vegan. So it comes down not so much in what we're going in with the research, but again, there's always twofold. There's always the evidence-based, and there's also what the patient says about what's working for them. So that's interesting. So there's a lot of facts about gluten, which is a protein found in most grains. And gluten, you may not have what's called celiac. Celiac disease is basically where you just don't tolerate gluten. This little protein that's in the grains can really make you sick. But there's also what's called a gluten intolerance. And the gluten intolerance is where our bodies don't handle it. It's not going to make us sick, but you may get tired. You may have other symptoms, gas, bloating, not feeling really well. All that can make a difference as well. So, again, one of those challenges when it comes around with what happens with gluten. But I would check it out for sure, because gluten does make well, not with everyone, but with many people, they can have a sensitivity to it, and there is a challenge for it. So for the vegan diet in RA, or just if you wanted to get into a vegan diet at all, here are some ways of jumping into a plant-based diet. Dr. Michael Greger, who we have on as a guest, is a big fan of the plant-based diet, along with a book he wrote called How Not to Die. You want to check that out. But here's some basics. Number one is called, and we say take it slow. So without just jumping full speed, replace animal-based proteins with plant-based proteins. You can use peas. Peas are really great proteins as well. And, of course, the legume family. Nuts and seeds have some proteins in them as well. Pea protein powders are great, too, to add in some extra protein if you're an athlete that has gone on the vegan side. Plenty of athletes have. And there's some great products out, too, that you can utilize. Of course, natural whole foods are the best way to go. But you can also, there are some different greens, powders, and whatnot that can bring you some extra nutrition if that's what you're looking for and you're on the go. Bulk up on your fruits and veggies. The goal is a total of about 8 to 10 servings a day. Greens and cruciferous vegetables, you want to think about broccoli and cabbage, are very important. And you want to boost the nutrients and fiber. So to improve the quality of your diet with whole grains like brown rice and such, even a lot of the gluten-free grains can make a big difference as well. And make sure, a lot of times people that are in the vegan lifestyle can get a little bit on the vitamin B12 deficient side and vitamin D. So those are two that you really want to look into that can help. But again, more studies on this than just about anything else as far as eating goes, and proven to reverse some of the chronic causes of disease like we see with cancer and heart disease and many more. So it's one of those challenges that we look at. And, you know, healthcare in America right now is in a little bit of a crisis. I mean, we're realizing that our lifestyle has a huge impact. And when you start looking at diets, you want to figure out, of course, there's a million out there, and you want to figure out which one works best for whom. But you have to look at what works best for you, also what the research says. And as research says, say, quite a bit about doing a plant-based diet, increasing the right kind of proteins, decreasing the wrong kinds, putting in the right kind of fats, almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados, monounsaturated, polyunsaturated, and kicking out a lot of the saturated fats. Although coconut oil has some amazing benefits that we've seen, so you want to look into some of that as well. But nonetheless, maybe something to look into. I always challenge people to do it for themselves. Coming up, more questions about your health. You're listening to On Call Radio. Go to InShapeNetwork.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You've heard that Step One Foods provides you with physician-developed, real foods that are clinically proven to improve your health. Each natural-based Step One food, whether it's protein bars or pancakes, are all natural ingredients to help you take the best possible care of yourself. Developed by a cardiologist, Step One Foods can help reduce blood pressure and improve overall heart health. Now hear from Adrian, a real Step One Foods customer. Adrian explains why he became a fan of Step One Foods.
For me, if you look back at my history as far as my cholesterol is concerned, it was really hard for me to move those particular ones. After 30 days, my triglycerides went from 160 down to 100.
Now you can make the difference in your health that Adrian did. Go to StepOneFoods.com at StepOneFoods.com or speak with a friendly and knowledgeable Step One Foods representative by calling 866-543-4273. That's 866-543-4273. Step One Foods, the most important step to better health. Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Welcome to Staples.
As Staples guy, my office goes through ink like it's water.
Well, we have the ink you need, and with our 110% price match guarantee, Staples always has low prices.
So we could go through ink like water. We could bathe in the stuff.
That'd just be weird.
Staples, make more happen. Now get a $15 coupon when you spend $75 on ink, or $20 when you spend $200 on toner.
Offer valid on in-store purchases only, ends 1/30/16. Price match plus the 10% difference discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Ends 3/26/16. See store staples.com for details.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
As your body ages, there is a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally, I'm worn out. With energy-enhanced One World Way, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use energy-enhanced One World Way for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make energy-enhanced One World Way a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. And get healthy online at oncallradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Your health and your life. If the body can get sick, it can also get well. It is about lifestyle. So the choices we make today can and will determine the kind of health we're going to have tomorrow. It is. It's about lifestyle. So on this show, we want to help you. We want to help you live well, have more energy, feel better than you ever have, and be able to thrive in your health. Let's kick off and go with Megan. Hi, Megan.
I would just like to know what kind of foods we could eat to give us energy, natural energy, because I will be 54 next month.
Natural energy, 54. 54 like you're going to be 25. I know that's the tone in your voice. Because 54 is not old, it's young. It better be young. That's what I'm saying. They say 50 is the new 30, right? Or we could crank it back and say 50 is the new 20. Could be. So there's a lot of foods that can give you energy, okay? I mean, there's plenty of foods out there that can really, really help and take you to a better place with your health and your life. Now, there's some basics. I want to tell you this. If you're feeling tired and you don't feel like you got that pep in your step like you used to, don't blame it on the age factor. Okay? I'm not into that. A good friend of mine who's a pastor of a very large church, he said, age is irrelevant. You're either here or you're not. I love it. I live by that. It's great. So one of the things you want to think about is you want to figure out if there's anything actually going on in the body clinically that might be one of the factors that we're seeing. So when you look at the body and you look at how it's functioning, how it's working, you've got to say, okay, step back and look and say, well, okay, do I have maybe an issue with your thyroid, or maybe there's an anemia, or maybe there's a blood sugar related condition? That's why it's good to go to your doctor, get a blood test done, and check and see if there's any type of related issues in that regard that could be causing some of these factors. Okay? Because you want to get that ruled out. You don't want to it's okay to start eating healthy energy foods, but you also want to get it checked out and make sure there's nothing that's really holding you down in that area that could be making an impact. So I would look at that first to really check. Okay? So make sure to jump in and get this test done. So I'll give you some basic foods for energy. One is make sure you're getting enough healthy fats every day. Okay, and people freak out over fats, and you shouldn't. Fats are actually healthy. Fats are good for you. Fats regulate your hormones. Fats give you energy. Our body can derive energy from fats. So it's the good fats. And I say about 30% of your diet in overall healthy fats. If you don't know what 30% means, if you go to our website, we've got a way to calculate, you know, what you need. If you just go there, and our coaches can help you figure out exactly what that is. But you definitely want to go and check and understand what that is. Like for me, I usually get about a little over 100 grams of fat a day. And that's from the good sources, right? Almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados, all that. So your fats matter. So if you're going through the day and you don't eat fat because you kind of think, well, fat makes you fat, it doesn't. So that's number one, I say, for energy levels. Number two is eat consistently. So if you eat a meal, and they don't have to be big meals, but just small meals, and then you wait 6-7 hours before you eat again, a lot of times energy levels can dip and they can drop. And that's not really what you want to do. You want to make sure that you're eating on a consistent basis. I personally prefer every 3 to 4 hours. And different nutritionists will go different directions. Physicians will have different thoughts. But the research is pretty strong on eating multiple meals throughout the day and what it does for your metabolism, your energy levels, and your overall body composition as well, right? So if you're wanting to lose fat, if you're wanting to kind of get lean and feel better, that's a great way to go too. The other one for energy is green tea. Green tea's got a little bit of caffeine in it, not a lot like coffee, but green tea gives you steady energy throughout the day. And people say that you have to worry about caffeine. Not so much, because caffeine actually has a lot of great benefits to it. So I wouldn't be overly concerned about that. I would really look at green tea as a great beverage. I do it iced green tea all the time. Very, very helpful. Great for energy levels, great for mental acuity and alertness. And then also for energy, one of the big foods are figs. Figs are really, really good. They've got a great balance of fructose and glucose as far as the carbohydrate goes. But eating a couple of figs, maybe with a meal, or replacing that instead of, you know, eating a baked potato or having something else, throw some figs in there. Maybe have a nice piece of fish with some figs and some green veggies. And that's a great way to pack some steady forms of energy. See, the one thing we have to look at with energy levels in foods is what's going to give me a steady state of energy. For example, if you eat a potato, and I'm not knocking potatoes, but I'm just saying that raises your blood sugar a little bit more. So you eat that, you'll feel good for about an hour, and then the blood sugar drifts off of that, and you get tired. Okay, kind of like the big slump when we have big meals at families. But if you have like some beans, for example, or peas that are loaded with fiber, they have what's called a low glycemic index to them. They don't really raise the blood sugar that much. When you eat that and an hour goes by, you still have steady forms of energy. You feel good. You don't have a lot of the dips that can happen with that. So just a couple things to encourage you along the way with that. But energy is very important, but you have to figure out first what tends to be causing the dips and what tends to be causing you not to be able to have the kind of energy that you're looking for. Okay? 888-283-7272. You're listening to On Call Radio. Check us out, InShapeNetwork.com. That's InShapeNetwork.com. All health original programming. You'll find a radio show there. Of course, you can listen. Our television show that's nationally syndicated, you can catch that there as well and watch it there on your tablet, your smartphone. Listen to the show here on your tablet and smartphone. And then, of course, all of our clinics and the nutritional avenues you can check out. Coaching is available. All of that at InShapeNetwork.com. Check that out. Now, coming up, I've got some more questions about your health we're going to get to in just a moment. But we have a very special guest with us coming up, Dr. Michael Greger. If you've never heard of him, you need to check him out. Dr. Michael Greger, fellow of the American College of Lifestyle Medicine. He has a website called nutritionfacts.org, and he's written a book called How Not to Die, one of the most intriguing titles, I think, in the health and nutrition space. How Not to Die, he's written a book. We're going to talk about that and more, Dr. Michael Greger, when we come back. You're listening to On Call Radio right here on the InShape Network. Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about the benefits of matcha green tea from Matcha Organics. Matcha green tea can help you boost your metabolism and burn those calories, calm and relax your body from anxiety and stress, increase your focus, and experience long, clean, organic energy without the jitters. Plus, matcha green tea has over 1,000 antioxidants. When it comes to green tea, there's no better choice, in my opinion, than matcha green tea from Matcha Organics. Using matcha green tea powder regularly can help lower your bad cholesterol and increase the good cholesterol in your body. Order matcha green tea now from Matcha Organics and receive the 100 Matcha Green Tea Recipe ebook for free. This ebook features great recipes which will teach you how to use matcha green tea throughout the day besides just drinking it. Plus, get a 60-day no questions asked Matcha Organics money back guarantee. To order your matcha green tea today, visit matchaorganics.com. That's matchaorganics.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation Defender from Reputation.com can help you protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation Defender right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad. But boy, was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowitz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. And get healthy online at oncallradio.com.
Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. So glad to have you with us today, and so glad to have a very special guest with us, Dr. Michael Greger. He's a physician, he's a fellow of the American College of Lifestyle Medicine, and he's the developer of a great website that I utilize, and I'm sure many other healthcare professionals do as well, nutritionfacts.org. He's written a book called How Not to Die. I love that title. When I saw that title, I just jumped out of my seat. I love it. It's one of the best titles for a health-related nutrition book I think I've ever seen. Dr. Greger, welcome to the show.
So honored to be here.
It's always great to have you. See you at the conferences and see you online constantly putting out amazing content to be able to encourage people and teach them really what nutrition can do to the body. And as a physician, I just want to start out by asking you, what led you down this path?
You know, I was just a kid when the doctor sent my grandma home to die in a wheelchair. Due to my grandma. She was diagnosed with end-stage heart disease. She already had so many kind of bypass operations, so, you know, basically run out of plumbing at some point and get all scarred up inside. Combined the wheelchair, crushing chest pain, her doctor told her basically nothing else they can do. Her life was over age 65. But then she heard about the Nathan Pritikin, this early lifestyle medicine pioneer, became one of his early success stories. She's actually even featured in Pritikin's biography. He talks about Francis Greger.
Wow.
Kind of a live-in programmer, put everyone on plant-based diet, started him on a exercise regimen. They wheeled her in. She walked out. Within a few weeks, she was walking 10 miles a day, went on to live another 31 years until age 96.
Wow.
To continue to enjoy her 6 grandkids. Her miraculous recovery not only inspired one of those grandkids to pursue a career in medicine, but gave her enough healthy years to see him graduate. So it's really all thanks to her.
Wow, what a great story. That is amazing. Love to hear that. Talking with Michael, Dr. Michael Greger. Check him out at nutritionfacts.org. He's written a book called How Not to Die. Dr. Greger, let's talk a little bit about this. So in How Not to Die, what led you to that title, and why did you pick that for the book?
Well, you know, it's not how to
from
not
grandma.
Die, but how not to die, as in prematurely in pain after a long chronic disabling illness. The good news is that we have tremendous power over our health destiny and longevity. The vast majority of premature death and disability is preventable with a healthy enough plant-based diet and other good lifestyle behaviors. And so I just wanted to share that good news with everyone by just going through the 15 leading causes of death, 1 through 15, talk about the role diet can play in preventing, arresting, or even reversing each of our 15 killers.
Absolutely. So what would you say in your book as you put it together, if, you know, and again, with sound bites always, as you're great at, what would you say are the best top three foods to include in your diet? If the average listener right now is just coming off fast food, they're barely just getting into this whole health concept in their own life, and they're starting the journey, what would the top three foods be to eat in their life?
Something, I think the top three that we as Americans are missing out most of are greens, beans, and berries. The greens are the healthiest vegetables, berries are the healthiest fruits, and legumes, beans, split peas, chickpeas, and lentils, are kind of the healthiest source of protein. In fact, 2016 has been deemed by the United Nations as the year of the pulses, so the year of the beans, basically. That's good news for getting the word out about how helpful they can be.
Yeah, I agree completely. So is with that being said, and with the studies that you've done and the ones that you follow up with consistently at nutritionfacts.org, by the way, you need to check that website out. One of the best resources I have found for nutrition information that's evidence-based that really anyone can utilize immediately into their life. I'm talking with Dr. Michael Greger. Dr. Greger, would you say food's our best medicine?
Well, certainly for chronic disease. Now, for acute care, I mean, you know, as we, you know, broken leg, come in with a, with infection, deal with antibiotics, right? For that, pills and procedures, you know, are our best bet. But about 85% of the healthcare dollar in the U.S. goes to treating chronic disease. You know, heart disease, type 2 diabetes, hypertension. These are the diseases that, you know, in modern medicine, we don't have, you know, a great record on treating. I mean, we can kind of slow down the disease, reduce some of the complication rates, but in terms of, because they are lifestyle diseases, the only way to really stop these diseases in their tracks, and even in some case reverse those diseases, is to treat the cause by cleaning up our lives.
Yeah, and I agree. And so with food consistently for chronic disease, having the possibility to have that kind of impact, and with certain foods being dominant, you lean toward a plant-based diet. And pretty much that seems to be the resounding theme within the American College of Lifestyle Medicine, which I'm a part of as well. So tell me a little bit about that in your theories and your studies and with the evidence that's out there, why plant-based seems to be the best way for longevity, because now it's growing in popularity.
Well, you know, there's only one diet that's ever been proven to reverse heart disease in the majority of patients. This is this plant-based diet. And so, you know, I figure, look, if that's all a plant-based diet could do, reverse our number one killer of men and women, then, you know, shouldn't that kind of be the default diet until proven otherwise? And the fact that it can also be effective in treating, arresting, reversing other leading killers like high blood pressure and type 2 diabetes, you know, would seem to make the case for kind of plant-based eating. You know, and so, you know, I encourage when people hear about new diets, I say, well, do me a favor, ask somebody, has this new diet been proven to reverse heart disease? You know, number one reason me and all my loved ones will die? Tom? If the answer is no, I mean, you know, then why would you even consider it? I mean, the best available balance of evidence suggests the healthiest diet is one that minimizes the intake of meat, eggs, dairy, and processed junk, and maximizes the intake of fruits, vegetables, you know, beans, whole grains, nuts and seeds, mushrooms, herbs, and spices, basically real food that grows out of the ground.
Yeah, I agree. So let's do side-by-side, and I know you've done this probably many times. Put the Mediterranean diet next to the plant-based diet.
Oh, well, you know, I think the benefits that one sees in these studies, we now have randomized, you know, controlled trials of the Mediterranean diet, and the benefits we see, I think, can be attributed to the plant-based nature of most Mediterranean diets. I mean, so when you actually look and see what factors the Mediterranean diet are most associated with health and longevity, you know, it's not what people may typically think. They think, oh, Mediterranean diet, you know, I just got to pour olive oil over everything, or I just got to drink wine, or I just got to, I mean, right, I mean, those are the kind of typical things, but actually, I mean, the best parts of Mediterranean diet is it's packed with fruits and vegetables. It's got lots of green leafy vegetables, got lots of legumes. You know, if anyone's traveled to the Mediterranean, you can always see beans and greens on the menu. I mean, so I mean, that's really, I think, our best. I mean, there's, there's a few ways I think we could, you know, improve the Mediterranean diet. I mean, they do eat a lot of refined grain products. I'd love to see them move over to whole grains. Some of the salt content can be a little high with the olives. In general, I mean, that is a much healthier diet than a certainly standard American diet. I think it's a great direction to go in. Because, you know, you're eating more of the healthy foods and less of the less health promoting foods.
Yeah, and it, like you said, it's the plant-based portion of that that brings the health benefits from it. And that's what yields the great results typically with it from what we see, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, all right, so here's what we're talking with Dr. Michael Greger. He's a fellow of the College of American College of Lifestyle Medicine. He is the developer and founder of NutritionFacts.org. Please visit his website, NutritionFacts.org. He's written a book, How Not to Diet. Now, here is one big question I have. Natural health care has a lot of different facets to it. What do you think the biggest myth is in natural care with all the information that's out there?
The lack of an evidence base for many of the interventions that I've seen when I go speak at some of these kind of natural healthcare conferences. You know, people get up and spout all sorts of, you know, kind of wacky theories, but they don't make it clear that, you know, that this may be, you know, derived from their own clinical experience, from anecdote, from, you know, their case studies that they haven't been published, but they've found in their own practice, which is fine. I mean, that's all, you know, but they just mean make it clear and differentiate that from the interventions that have shown, that have been, you know, proven, that have actually been put to the test and published in the peer-reviewed medical literature as, you know, shown to be beneficial. And so I'm just, it's totally fine. I mean, clinical experience, I mean, is critical. And people have been in practice for decades. You know, have a lot to bring to the table, but I encourage people, you know, if you have a new intervention, you really got to publish it. Things don't exist unless they're in the peer-reviewed scientific literature. And that's the only way we're going to actually change health policy in this country, is that if we can show these, you know, consensus guideline committees that, look, here is an alternative, and it's been proven to work.
I agree.
Until we have that, unfortunately, a few people may benefit from some of these innovative approaches, but the millions, you know, is it going to be covered by insurance? Is it going to be covered by Medicare? Is it going to be accessible to millions? We need to show these interventions work.
Those interventions work. Very, very good. We're talking with Dr. Michael Greger. He is the author of How Not to Diet. Also, check out his website, NutritionFacts.org. That's NutritionFacts.org. He's a fellow of the American College of Lifestyle Medicine. We're talking about ways to live healthier, talking about how nutritional interventions can make an impact in your overall health and your overall life. When we come out of this break, we'll be talking again to Dr. Greger. Got some great new questions for him to dig into his new book, How Not to Die. We'll be right back.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
We've always heard that we are what we eat. Well, physicians everywhere tell you that diet is the first step toward a healthy heart. Step One Foods is a new system that mixes scientifically proven nutrients with the foods that you love, like pancakes, dark chocolate bars, and smoothies. The Step One program allows you to replace two meals or snacks that you normally eat and then enjoy nutritious foods the rest of the day, including lean proteins, fresh fruits and vegetables, and whole grains. Many people have found Step One Foods to be a solution for statin drugs or side effects of many medications. Every serving of Step One is scientifically based and has all the critical building blocks of heart health. With no added sugars, preservatives, colors, or fillers, Step One Foods is trusted by physicians. Visit StepOneFoods.com, that's StepOneFoods.com, or call 866-543-4273. That's 866-543-4273.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
The show online, oncallradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call. Go to the website, InShapeNetwork.com. That's InShapeNetwork.com. We're here for you each and every day. The show, your health is your greatest wealth. We're talking with Dr. Michael Greger. He is a fellow of the American College of Lifestyle Medicine, a physician, and the developer and founder of NutritionFacts.org. I encourage you to check out his website, one of the best resources for nutrition information that's evidence-based that you can apply to your life immediately, NutritionFacts.org. He's written a book with probably one of my favorite titles of all time, How Not to Die. And so, Dr. Greger, so glad to have you with us here on the show. Now, we've been digging in to some of these topics. I want to just ask a couple things. Now, heart disease is the leading killer in America currently, and I know you've written quite a bit or have a lot of articles at NutritionFacts.org about this, but let's talk a little bit about what someone can do if they've had a heart-related condition, their physician has them on medications. What can they do in their own lives based on what you've seen to really empower themselves from a lifestyle perspective?
Well, you know, according to the Global Burden of Disease Study, which is the largest systematic study of risk factors done to date, funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, our diet, the standard American diet, is the number one cause of death, number one cause of disability here in the U.S. Tobacco only kills about 500,000 Americans a year, whereas our diet kills hundreds of thousands more. Number one killer, both men and women, heart disease. And so what is it about our diet? Well, what's about it? I mean, the things that are increasing the level of cholesterol in our system, saturated fats found mostly in meat and dairy, trans fats found mostly in processed foods from these hydrogenated oils, and also dietary cholesterol, all three of which can increase our cholesterol levels. But there are some foods that can lower our cholesterol levels. These are fiber-containing foods. Fiber can actually hold on to cholesterol in the system and kind of flush it out. And so that's, again, these whole plant foods. And so a combination of less of the junk, more of these whole healthy plant foods can lower our cholesterol levels and not only lower our risk of getting our first heart attack, but in terms of secondary prevention, preventing our second heart attack or preventing complications, the best thing we can do is go, jump in feet first to this whole food plant-based diet. There's some wonderful books out there. Dr. Esselstyn at the Cleveland Clinic has the Preventing and Reversing Heart Disease. Dr. Dean Ornish has written extensively about it, did some of the best research in this area. So these are the books that can show people how to not just stop their heart disease, but actually reverse heart disease, opening up arteries without drugs, without surgery. That's the power of plants.
It is the power of plants. And with your studies and research in that, would you say that in more of a lifestyle medicine-based approach, how important is exercise?
So exercise comes in as inactivity is kind of our fourth leading killer in terms of these risk factors. Exercise is critical not only for longevity but for increasing sleep, decreasing stress, improving our immunity. I mean, there's kind of long a list of benefits to exercise, but it's critical to, we can't kind of outrun our an unhealthy diet, basically. People think, it doesn't matter what I eat because I can, burn off enough calories through exercise. But we're not just talking about obesity. The goal is to not fit into a skinnier casket. The goal is to eat in a way that can best support our health and longevity. Exercise, absolutely important. Inactivity, even whether or not we exercise, just sitting for more than 6 hours a day can increase our mortality, even if we then go out to the gym after work. So inactivity, lack of exercise, critical for our health, but nothing can trump the power of what we put in our mouth.
Completely agree. So grandma was right when she said we are what we eat.
We absolutely are what we eat, so we should eat healthy.
Right. What we put in our body definitely becomes our body. So a question for you. In your book, How Not to Die, by the way, we're talking with Dr. Michael Greger. He is the author of a great book you should pick up at bookstores everywhere, Amazon, anywhere you can find a book called How Not to Die, and an amazing book on health and nutrition and how to increase longevity. He has a website that's amazing called NutritionFacts.org. Check that out as well. My question for you, in your book, How Not to Die, what do you think is the starting point? If someone doesn't know where to start, I know it's greens, beans, and berries, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're three. But where do you start? I mean, if you've never eaten vegetables before, if it's never been a part of your lifestyle, where would you say start? Start here.
Yeah, so, you know, I didn't want to do this just to be kind of a reference book, you know, including kind of just the most compelling evidence on the role diet can play in our health. I really wanted to be a practical guide on kind of translating this mountain of evidence into day-to-day kind of grocery store decisions. And so that's really kind of the second half of the book, where I center my recommendations around a daily dozen checklist of all the things I encourage people to try to fit into their daily routine. So I talk about how much exercise I think people should be getting, or what the, you know, the best available balance of evidence suggests. And go through, I think people should be eating a tablespoon of ground flax seeds every day, a quarter teaspoon of turmeric, the spiced turmeric every day, and go through what are the best berries, the best beans, the best greens, how to prepare them, how to make them taste good.
See,
and I think we all have these flashbacks of overcooked gray lumps on school cafeteria trays, but people don't realize you can actually make greens taste good. They just have to be prepared in the right way. So I think the first good step is to just start adding good foods to one's diet. Adding fresh fruits, for example, as snacks.
40 seconds, Doc. We've got 40 seconds to close out.
One great resource is 21daykickstart.org. There's a Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine. It's a free program, starts at the first of every month, and give people the tools to make those healthy transitions in their diet.
That is it. Great, great information. Dr. Michael Greger, he is a physician. Check out NutritionFacts.org. He's written a book called How Not to Die. Make sure to check that out. One of the top, in my opinion, top experts as a physician in nutrition in the world. So glad to have you on the show, and I look forward to having you again. Dr. Michael Greger, check him out, NutritionFacts.org. Puts another hour in the charts. I want to thank you for listening. You're listening to On Call Radio.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about the benefits of matcha green tea from Matcha Organics. Matcha green tea can help you boost your metabolism and burn those calories, calm and relax your body from anxiety and stress, increase your focus, and experience long, clean, organic energy without the jitters. Plus, matcha green tea has over 1,000 antioxidants. When it comes to green tea, there's no better choice, in my opinion, than matcha green tea from Matcha Organics. Using matcha green tea powder regularly can help lower your bad cholesterol and increase the good cholesterol in your body. Order matcha green tea now from Matcha Organics and receive the 100 Matcha Green Tea Recipe ebook for free. This ebook features great recipes which will teach you how to use matcha green tea throughout the day besides just drinking it. Plus, get a 60-day no questions asked Matcha Organics money back guarantee. To order your matcha green tea today, visit matchaorganics.com. That's matchaorganics.com.